Putin says Russia will take Donbass by force, or Ukraine's troops will withdraw. Admiral testified Hegseth did not give kill them all order. US lawmakers say deep-seeming tests impact over a third of seabed animals. Scientists, police recover 19 cal. Faberge eggs wallowed by NZ man. Arrest over fire petition stirs public debate in Hong Kong, Ireland, among countries boycotting Eurovision after Israel allowed to compete. India travel chaos worsens as Indy. Go cancel hundreds of flights. Prominent anti-Hamas militia leader Yasser Abu killed in Gaza, Faroe Islands. Scrap son of Europe's strictest abortion laws. Man who killed ex-Japan PM Shinzo Abe apologizes to his family. Like. First aid for manuscripts. Recovery work begins at Gaza's war-damaged heritage sites. All Israeli people are with us. Parents of last dead hostage in Gaza tell BBC. Israel strikes South Lebanon after first direct talks in decades. Alert sent for Nevada earthquake that did not happen. Suspect arrested in pipe bomb incident on eve of 2021 Capitol riot. Tanzanian activist blocked from Instagram after mobilizing election protests. South Korea developing app that shows real-time location of stalkers. Trump hosts signing of peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. Oil, defense and geopolitics. Why Putin is visiting Modi in Delhi. Not becoming of a president. Somali Americans respond to Trump's garbage remarks. What latest Ukraine talks reveal about Putin's state of mind? Crisis looms in Israel over ultra-Orthodox conscription bill. As lead changes in knife-edge Honduran election, will Trump fail to get his way? Ukrainians in war-ravaged Donbass weigh prospects of peace deal. Cyclone catastrophe in Sri Lanka awakens volunteer spirit. Was it a coup or was it a sham? Behind Guinea-Bissau's military takeover. What was Honduras' ex-president convicted of, and why has Trump pardoned him? Australia is banning social media for kids under 16. How will it work? Teen influencers on Australia's world-first social media ban. Watch. Newly released video shows Jeffrey Epstein's private island home. Watch. What Tennessee's special election means for the Republican Party. Steve Rosenberg. Putin showing no signs of compromise. Watch. Driver hoisted to safety from truck dangling over West Virginia bridge. Watch. Melania Trump reveals Christmas decorations, Lego portrait of president. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? WTI heads for weekly gains as Fed hopes boost market and Venezuela tensions loom. Vessel off Yemen reports exchange of fire with small crafts, British Maritime Agency says. Gold prices rise as dollar weakens amid Fed easing bets. Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks. U.S. rate cut hopes. Florida lawmakers urge Trump to reject drilling off state's western coast. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Brazil soy exports jump 64% in November, ahead of Chinese shift to U.S. U.S. solar companies urge Congress to address Trump's solar permit freeze. Oil settles up on expectations of Fed rate cut, Ukraine peace talks stalling. AI industry not in a bubble, but stocks could see correction. SK Chief says Amazon to pay 180 million euro to settle Italian tax dispute. Indonesia stocks lower at close of trade, IDX composite index down 0.16%. Ford recalls over 108,000 vehicles due to liftgate hinge issue. Greg's initiated at overweight as JPM flags valuation reset and strong unit econ. Citi sees stock 600 reaching 640 by 2026 year-end on fiscal, cyclical tailwinds. European shares steady after three-day rally, focus on U.S. inflation. Ford recalls nearly 109,000 vehicles, Nensa says. Beijer Ref expands in New Zealand with acquisition of Ref Specs. German industrial orders rise 1.5% in October, beating forecasts. German economy faces tepid growth in 2026 due to global trade slowdown, says IW Institute.